Hamas has dismissed ongoing ceasefire negotiations with Israel as futile, accusing the Israeli government of waging a starvation war against Gaza's 2.1 million residents. Senior Hamas official Bassem Neem stated that discussions are pointless while Israel maintains its blockade and military invasion. He emphasized that the international community, including UN institutions, has recognized such actions as war crimes. Israel's Security Cabinet recently approved an expanded military invasion in Gaza, potentially leading to the forced displacement of most of the population and indefinite occupation of the territory. The operation, which includes the establishment of a new security corridor dividing Gaza, aims to pressure Hamas into dismantling its infrastructure. Israel's military spokesperson indicated that the attack would involve displacing the majority of Gaza's population to southern areas to create a Hamas-free zone. In response, Hamas has warned that such actions represent an explicit decision to sacrifice Israeli hostages, undermining any prospects for a negotiated settlement. The United Nations has condemned Israel's plans, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres stating that expanded ground invasion and a prolonged military presence would inevitably lead to countless more civilians killed and the further destruction of Gaza. France's Foreign Minister, Jean-Noël Barrot, also condemned Israel's plans as unacceptable and a violation of humanitarian law. As the humanitarian crisis deepens, international calls for restraint and dialogue continue, though prospects for a ceasefire remain uncertain.